Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Growing Pains. It is Bazinga and Fizzle K.
Yes.
Woohoo. How's it been?
It's been good, thank you. How's yours been?
Yeah, good.
Amazing. Wow.
Do you know what? It felt like a Saturday on a Monday, and now I'm just so confused where I am and what I've done. And
well, yeah, I've woken up. Well, last night I was struck by a feverish type thing, so I'm negative vibes right now. I'm not slaying.
Mm.
I do not feel a slay today.
No. Well, no. I mean, I had bad cough or whatever like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but you've always got a cough. You sound like you smoke 20 a day. Like,
yeah,
you just
everyone
cough.
Says this. When I done my stable dates with Cole, we went, do you vape? And I was like,
yeah,
no.
you just cough like
that. Because when I laugh, like that smoker laugh comes out.
Yeah, but even your cough sounds like from the depths, like there's something clogging your lungs.
Right, well, that's not something you say to someone with health anxiety, but thank you very much.
No,
I'm sure
right.
It's just a little tickle.
You'll be grand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been smited by something.
Yeah, well, Liv's had a fever as well, so
yeah,
and just got a little.
My Whoop was telling me bad things.
Yeah.
My Whoop, Faith doesn't like my
No,
Whoop.
I hate it because it's just such a cop-out, like you've got cold.
Usually, I only ever end up in the red when I've drunk or something like that. I'm on 18% in the red. My HRV is 60. It's never 60. I'm always up at like 80s, 90s, 100s. My 4 out of 5 metrics are elevated.
Mm.
So my respiratory rate, so that's breathing.
Yes, I know what that is.
Is 18.8 from 18.2. My resting heart rate is very elevated.
Yeah.
Up to 64.
Mm.
Horror. My HRV very low.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like 15 lower. My skin temperature from baseline is +2 degrees. That's how you can tell I am in, and I feel like I've been kicked the shit out of. I've never really been beaten up, but I can imagine this is what it feels like, being beaten up.
Yeah, I don't know why I wouldn't love that. That was so interesting for me.
Thank you very much. What's been going on in your life? How are you feeling?
I don't know. Let me check my calendar. What the hell have I done this week? I've actually been busy all week. I've had one of them weeks done something every day.
I picked up my car.
Oh, you did do that?
I picked up my car. I picked up my very, very lovely car. And holy smokes, do I love my car.
Yeah.
I drove it here today.
Yeah.
And I had to get out and do a wee.
Yep, took a picture of that.
Did you?
Yep, for the reels.
Great, amazing. I got out to do a wee because I got a tiny bed. And even when I'm weeing, I'm looking, thinking, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, it just looks incredible.
Yeah.
That's mine.
It does look good.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Wrapped and modified. Looks absolutely amazing. Got a different colour. Got a little carbon body kit.
I saw someone's comment under Yanni's. It's like a TikTok repost. Mm. And I was like, this is the best Urus on the road in London. Yeah. Yeah, I just thought I'd tell you that just to pick up your mood a little bit. Yeah.
They're going to put that quote on their website as well. Yeah, there's like we've never had a customer come in, pick up their car and go, oof.
Oof.
Oof. That's what it looks. That's an oof.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. You're going to wrap mine to match?
No.
Why?
I don't need
any of the carbon.
No,
body
but you'd
kit,
already
just
spoke.
The grey.
You'd already spoke to someone about sorting yours.
Yeah, you're I
getting,
did. And then they just disappeared.
You're
the
getting
face
discount,
of the earth,
man.
So
you'll
know
be
where,
fine.
But I don't know where they've gone. And I couldn't remember their name. So any car wrap companies?
Dub Customs.
Oh, is that where they were?
Yeah.
I look for it there. Maybe I've missed the message.
Sorry, guys. I'm no good today.
Yeah,
sorry, I'm going to yawn and all sorts.
His body temperature's too high. His heart rate's a little bit off. Like,
you looked at your calendar. What did you do?
Oh, I don't write anything down. Yeah, I looked at my calendar. And honestly, it's so annoying. I book every... Because I don't write... dyslexic. Because I don't write anything down, right?
Mm.
Everyone turns up on the same day.
Yeah, I'm well aware of this.
And I'm like, why is everyone at my house?
You did that.
But it all... Like, most of the time, I have 3 days spare in a week and everyone comes on the same day.
Because you've told them to.
Yeah, mad. Well, I had the horse dentist and then I had the horse massage lady and then I had Cole Anderson turn up for a stable date.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sorry, horse dentist, we're just going to film right in front of you. You do your thing.
Yeah, you are bad for that. And I always try and say to you, I was like, how did you envision today going with all of these different people
here? I bought Planner from Waterstones. Is that right?
That you haven't opened?
I have. I wrote all my stuff in a week down.
Did you?
Yes. I've just not opened it since I wrote it down. But I knew I had podcast today, so I don't have to open it today. And tomorrow I'm getting my hair done. Easy. Remember that.
Are you?
Yeah. In the morning. Because I asked you if you had work, and you do, which is annoying, because now I've got to take Olive with me and she destroys their salon.
Oh, good. I was about to say, yeah.
I have to ask, because when it's a little bit of a longer hair session, I'm like, okay, Ethan's
working. What you haven't done to it?
Well, here we go. Concern.
No, not concerned, just dismay.
I want to go blue hair feminist.
Shock. Shock.
It's funny. Whenever Ethan, we drive
someone... That Ethan from the Sidemen makes me sick.
Yeah, whenever we drive past someone with blue hair, he goes, bet she hates me.
Oh, yeah, she hates me.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not doing that. The roots of my hair, as you can probably see
You're
here...
ginger.
They're ginger.
You're ginger.
Why?
You this love ginger so much. You've got a ginger
it.
Dog, ginger horse, ginger man.
Shag a ginger, you become a ginger.
Yeah, you were technically... My DNA is in you.
Yes, I was just about to say...
It's me.
I can, because I've birthed your child, yes. Carried and grown.
That's my DNA, yeah.
Yeah, I have your DNA inside me.
I'm in you.
Yeah. Actually, because of your eczema and stuff, I can now get that because of your shitty streams are all in me.
I'm in you.
Yeah.
I am in you. Hold that.
This is like, do you know when people breed dogs and they will only breed the best of dogs? That's why.
I'm pedigree.
You've got eczema, asthma.
Here we go.
And what else?
Lazy eye.
Yeah, eczema, asthma, psoriasis. You've got that on
hay
yourself.
Fever.
Hay fever.
IBS.
IBS. This is what I'm saying. I've bred with on paper. If I went to like a sperm donation clinic, whatever.
Don't call me like a
sperm
C-tier.
Bank. No, but if there was a letter in it said, I'd probably put it back down.
That's horrible. That's really nasty.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
5'8", it's got asthma, hay fever, eczema, and psoriasis. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that sounds great.
What?
Breed
I
with
I
me.
I somehow pull this together and fucking look good.
Yeah. No, you do. You rock it well.
Thank you very much. I do, actually. There's never been a... When I've got my normal hair colour, there's never been a man with like brown hair, white eyebrows, ginger beard that looks
and
this good.
And 5'8".
Yeah.
Yeah.
5'8" and a bit, but it's... Be real.
I don't know.
It is a bit. In my old age, though, the bit's going. I think I'm getting closer and closer to being like hunched over and old.
Yeah. And I'm still youthful. So I'm still
youthful.
Up straight and
I'm still youthful.
Up straight and standing. Yeah. Anyway, but my hair.
Oh,
you asked
did you hear
what
that?
I was doing.
That was my
I did hear
ankle.
That.
Oh.
Yeah, your whoop's probably going to tell you about that in a minute.
Yeah, it's going to go alert. You're breaking down.
So my hair. Back to the important stuff.
You're going brown.
It is brown already. No, so I love this bit of colour, the mids to ends. I just don't love the radiance of a luminous ginger at the top.
Yeah, you are actually orange.
It, bro.
It's fully orange.
Honestly, I took a TikTok the other day and it was like, I would glow in the dark.
Mm.
It's fucking a joke. And my hairdresser actually messaged me. She's like, have you put anything on your hair? I'm not going to tell you off.
Yeah.
But like, have you seen someone else? It gets, make me feel like I'm cheating.
Wow.
Have you seen someone else? Like, I won't mind. Yeah. I was like, honestly, I've put nothing on it.
So what
Every
are you
time
doing?
My hair goes brown, it goes
what
ginger.
What are you doing
so, I want to keep this level of colour. Like, I love this bit because the whole point is low maintenance and I just want my hair to grow.
Right.
I don't want to have to keep going to hairdressers. And I found a colour that I love. I just don't love this bit. So we're going to put some highlights in it.
Highlights?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not blonde, but like just to hopefully break up the ginger part. Oh my God. And I need an operation.
Oh shit. Yeah, that's major news. So this isn't actually anything to do with the Faith health scare across the last 2 weeks.
No.
This is, Faith has a thing called clostatoma.
In my ear, yeah.
Which is like a disease that grows over like the bone in the ear and all that, right?
Slay. So yeah, so I had it in 2020, COVID. Couldn't get an operation for absolute ages.
Well, that operation was long.
I know.
Long.
I know. It was like 6 hours.
Seven.
Yeah, it was a joke. Anyway, so I went in, but because it was COVID, I was at like the top. As soon as they said you can have an operation, I had mine done, didn't I?
Yeah.
I was at the top of his list, but I was like the first one back since they could do it.
Mm.
But then because of COVID, I couldn't then get a checkup because I was too busy. Didn't book me in. No fault yet. Shadow operation.
Yeah.
Fuck off. So then he cleaned my ear, funnily enough. Mm. Like, in December, because I was like, well, I've not had my checkup, so can you see me now just to have a little look at what's going on? He looked at it and went, he's like, we should probably do audiology and a scan.
Oh.
And I was like, well, that doesn't sound great. He had to proper clean my ear out, bro. It's gross.
You got really small ears too.
I know.
You got
but this
like dweeby little ears.
They're so small.
You do have proper dweeby
my piercer
ears.
Wouldn't pierce ears for like 3 years. And I was like, just fucking
you're
pierce
like a pixie.
It. Because he was scared he was going to rip my ear and then I'd... Anyways, I went for a scan and then I went for private health and I said, can you clean my ear? Because this part is gross. I was like, it feels like it's bleeding and something's trickling down my ear, but then it will all crust out. It'll be like dark red orange and it stinks. Yes, thank you for that part. And I was like, it's just a little bit gross. And my ear would block as well. Like the liquid would block my ear. And he went, oh, okay. So you've had your scan, pulled it up, looked at it and went, oh no, it's taken over your whole ear, we'll have to operate on this. Mm. And I was like, oh, and it was like, yeah, probably worse than the first time. So I think I've got a medical negligence on my hands.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, it's avoidable, isn't it? That's the thing. We're speaking about it with your dad. It was actually very avoidable.
If I had my checkup.
If you had your regular checkup, yeah, you would have been fine.
The first operation was like, they done it in my ear through like fine tools, yeah, whatever. But this time they have to cut open all the back of my ear and I'll have a really bad scar behind my ear.
Yeah, but you... Again, your ears are so small. And
yeah, but I tie my hair up so much.
Nah, you'll be fine. I reckon you'll see it.
Well, obviously I won't. My eyes are on the front of my head. It's everyone else will see it. How the fuck am I going to see it?
You've knocked my train of thought here as well.
Yeah,
you got to wear headbands.
Yeah, he went, what'd you do for a job? And I was like, oh, you know, like social media, online, whatever. And he went, oh, okay, yeah, you probably wouldn't do that for like 1 week.
Head bandage. Like,
okay.
That's so
I do
funny.
Have to, yeah.
Well, so, it's not funny, but yeah, it's actually very peak.
It's so peak.
It's very peak. I'm sad.
But the thing is, thank you. Then I'm going to need another operation because 100% this will fuck up my hearing. So I only got like 50% hearing in this ear anyway.
Oh, if you go
so
deaf, mate, I'm...
Do you not remember after the operation? I couldn't hear anything.
I know this is going to sound horrid, right?
He hates it.
No, but my nan had a hearing aid.
I'm not going
to... And that fucking thing used to make this weird whirring noise. Oh, it's the most frustrating thing ever. You fucking put that hearing aid in properly. What the fuck is going on? You're fucking walking around the kitchen.
It would probably be like some sort of hearing implant.
Fair dues.
Well, I won't just have noise. One. They do it all from...
You'll be all right.
They reconstruct your eardrum, don't they?
True. So did you not have that done?
No.
No?
No.
That's why you did?
No.
Because it was 7 hours?
No, they didn't. My eardrum was fine at the time. I would definitely be fucked.
Yeah, listen, my nan's hearing aid was frustrating.
Yeah?
Because it just used to make
noises. Is this going
to
be like make or break if I get hearing aid?
No, it's not. Of course not. But
are you still good enough, mate?
Well, actually, I assume...
Here we go.
I assume hearing aid technology has gone up.
Clear ones, yeah.
Yeah, no, I assume it has gone up since my nan's one.
Hopefully.
Yeah, because, my mum used to be like, can you please put it in properly? Just be like slightly off. And it just makes a noise.
Yeah, I bet you can get some proper good ones if you get a bit of money from them and all.
Anyway, yeah, very sorry for you. So hopefully hopefully it all goes well.
Wow.
Was that lovely?
So. Casis or whatever it is.
What's yours?
Cassis.
I don't know what that is.
No, I get sent it every time. I don't know how to say it. Cassis.
Fuck those, but yours. Yeah,
it's
right.
Like a blackcurrant or cassis.
Right, okay. You did a video this week where I rated your outfits.
You did. Oh my God. And guess who saw that video?
Oh yeah, this is huge news.
I saw that.
This is actually gigantic news, by the way, everybody.
I hope you don't
reveal.
See this. I'm going to sound really uncool.
No, you are.
Joe Swash. I was fucking buzzing.
Joe Swash watches Fizzle K videos.
Yeah. Bro, so I was in a country park, not going to reveal what one, obviously. And then I had both the dogs and I had Olive in the pram. And I see a man. Obviously, I couldn't see him in glasses. Couldn't see who it was, but he had a double pram. So I was like, well, I'll move out of the way. Otherwise, we're all going to get a bit fucking tangled in leads, kids, whatever. So I just stood to the side. And then he come by and he was like, thank you. Oh, what are you doing here? Are you? You all right? Like, oh, Essex. How you doing? Yeah, you all right? You good?
Yeah.
That, and gave me a hug. And I was like, what? Joe? And I hate that when people do that to Ethan because I think you know who it is. Just say Ethan.
But you did it.
I was like, Joe, what are you doing here? I knew it was him. I was like, oh my God. And he was like, yeah, I watched your video.
This is mega, isn't it?
So mega.
Well, apparently
like,
their children are fans of us a lot as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So I assume they would have known sort of us. But
I knew they was in the area that we lived in. I just...
Yeah.
Didn't know where, obviously, because I see she goes to the high street.
Well, Stacey is your queen, isn't she?
She is the queen.
You are like Stacey Solomon's biggest fan.
I feel like we shouldn't say this though, because it makes me seem really uncool. Because I've invited them around for barbecue and they've said yes. And I feel like if we say this, it's going to make me look weird. They're not going to come.
Yeah, valid. Okay. But you do, you love her, don't you?
I love her a normal amount.
You love her a normal.
I've not had to unsend 100 messages on
No, you love her
never.
A lot. You
just
love-
in case one day she accepts me and then I've just got like 1,000 unread messages.
It is
love your door, babes.
Yeah. Yeah, what it is Faith would reply to her stories like she was her mate.
Yeah, she don't reply. She don't even follow me. I'm just a silent fan. She's the only person I've ever messaged, really. And then I took a stab in the dark and messaged Joe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh God, it'd been 4 hours. He didn't reply. And I was like, oh no.
Fucking voice note, little baby hope.
Yeah. But it was cute though. But he said, he was like, oh, we went to like KSI boxing match. Yeah. And he was like, oh, we was the coolest parents ever because we were sitting behind you lot. This was the one where you had your operation, so we didn't go.
Yes.
So yeah. Everyone else met him, yeah. But he didn't.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So thanks for that.
Yeah.
Anyways, again, I'm not uncle. I love you guys a normal amount. And then there was like, my kids think you're like the coolest people ever. So that's, I was like, yeah, well.
Well, I am.
Did they not? No, I didn't.
I am the coolest person ever.
They obviously mean you. But I was like, yeah, no, they're cool. I was like, do they not think you're cool? Like, yeah. You guys are also really cool.
Oh, you think they're very cool.
They're so cool. I've never been gassed about meeting anyone. I walk into a room. We went to a Gymshark event the other day and he was like, oh, that's a rapper. That's a rapper. And I'm like, bro, I don't know anyone in here. But you put Joe and Stacey in a room. Bruv.
Bruv. Bruv.
Bruv.
Bruv.
That's hot bruv. Stuff.
Yeah, bruv.
Bruv.
Yeah, outfits. Yeah, well, you yep. tried on. It was, yeah, a couple of your videos have just been like, Ethan, I need you for like, you just grab me for these things.
Yeah,
that was an excuse to just buy outfits, though, wasn't it? Really, that's what that was.
It was not an excuse to use my business account.
It was. This
on
is. I figured it out now. They're,
on
they're just
on
they're,
items.
They're merely excuses. You've
tax
had a bad. You've had a bad
me.
Month.
Tax man can't
no, you've
me.
Had a bad month, haven't you? Go on.
It was for a video.
No, go on. Explain to the people. Ooh, you've had
me. Yeah,
so
no.
Faith stopped spending money because she realised she has a big issue.
Can we just
no, you knew
start
that,
whose money we're spending?
Yeah, yours.
Thank you.
Yeah, but you realised you had an issue with your own spending.
Listen, I just realised I should have a lot more money.
Yes.
Than where I was, because I looked at, you know how like Monzo would tell you how much you've spent a month?
Yes.
I could sometimes be nearly five figures.
That's mental.
Yeah, like a month.
That's mental.
Yeah, don't look at me like that.
It's mental.
Like that. I don't need to judge.
She buys shit. Like every day, at least five parcels turn up to the door. The amount of cardboard our house generates, it, and fucking Greta hates us.
No, it's recycling. That's fine. But
still got to ship it to us.
Yeah, economically, probably. But I realised that, however, and I was like, oh, we'll relax a bit. And I did well
you
for
did.
Like 3 months.
You did really well.
Did so
but
well
this,
for like 3 months.
This month, you might as well have just not done the 3 months.
No, I ain't quite that bad. Probably I've missed. I've gone back to a regular month, probably.
It's
but
horrible.
I'm making videos out of all of it, so that's fine.
Sure.
That's how it works.
Sure, right.
Tax man can't catch me.
No. Nice.
But I'm going to stop for next month because I've got all the stuff I need now.
All right.
I needed a little refund.
You've also got to get me a birthday present. You know what birthday...
When's your birthday?
No,
March,
but...
April, May, June. 3 months.
Yeah, but you've time. Got... No, you've got to start doing research on what you're getting me for my birthday.
You told me you want a chicken burger t-shirt and a dishwasher.
There you go. So you've got to find me the best
but
dishwasher.
Dad said we don't need a new dishwasher.
No, but I want one. You got a new washing machine. I
yes,
want
because we couldn't fit any clothes.
No, I want the dishwasher because but, essentially everybody, I do the dishes. That's my job because Faith thinks that the dishes are like the world's worst
task. I hate
task.
It. It's
yeah, I don't
sensory,
know why.
It's so sensory.
Like
wrong
Faith's
for me.
Hate for you'd think that a dish has killed one of her family members in the way that she
it's the hot
hates
plates
it.
And it smells and it feels weird and I don't like the squeak and wet metal. Ugh.
Basically,
kills me.
All of that. So I do the dishwasher, but our dishwasher is fucked and it's knackered.
It's
and
fine.
The fucking the drawer that you pull out, Faith's not like seven wheels off of it for when she does do it. She goes, these fell off a bit earlier. I'm putting it back on.
No, I don't know how to put it back on. Disclaimer.
Right. So now the drawer doesn't pull out properly.
Well, I just put any drawers in.
No, I want a fucking shiny new black dishwasher. I want a fucking sleek dishwasher.
Sure.
And a chicken burger tea.
Oh.
Chicken burger.
Now you're asking for too much.
But you need to do the measurements. You need to find out what the best
yeah,
for the
see,
market is.
Yeah, see, this is where I don't do well because I don't measure anything. But everything has fit. Everything I've ordered in my life has fit where I wanted it to go.
Yeah, fair. But still, that one is actually a confined space. So you are going to have to do some
yeah,
research.
Yeah, I'll get
that
to do it.
And then if push comes to shove, I'm not giving you an out here. Get me some new trays for it or something.
Trays?
Yeah, for like
oh, right.
putting
yeah,
things
yeah, yeah.
in because it's just fucking shit. I don't mind doing the dishes.
Yeah.
But when I have to use shoddy equipment, that fucks me off.
I don't think you like doing it.
No, no one likes doing it. What silly, oh yeah, I fucking love doing the dishwasher. Yeah.
Do you know what I do want actually? So we have dogs.
Dogs.
We are actually getting a third dog. That's exciting.
Dog. Yeah.
Yeah. But we feed them raw meat and I've just started like upping their nutrition a bit. They've always been fed raw meat, always good food, premium dinners, whatever. But now I've gone for more like, I follow loads of nutritionist pages, whatever. So they've been having,
like, animal parts
they've been having like whole yogurts, whatever. Anyways, like whole rabbit ears. But it's,
yeah, that one was so sad. Even that, I'm quite a cold, heartless bastard, right? But Faith went, oh, can you go and defrost two bunny ears, please? Like, so they can have that for dinner or whatever. And I was expecting, like, the bunny ear to just be the meat or so, like, whatever it was. I've grabbed it out of the packet. It's still furry white ear. Like, it's as if I've just chopped the bunny's ear off here now in front of me. It was still fluffy.
I know this is what happened to these. Yeah, bunnies. I said,
Faith, I'm going to show you this quickly because I don't think you knew what they looked like.
No, I did.
Well, I went, keep Olive away from this because this is horrible. If she looks in that bowl and sees bunny ears, horrible.
Chem was funny. My makeup artist that was round was pescatarian.
Oh, really?
Animal lover. We've just brought him in. Yeah, you just brought him in.
That's quite funny. That's actually really good.
I just think it's for dogs, is what it is.
No, of course. It's fine.
It's not like we're eating it. And no. We do eat meat, so you can't complain that much.
I know. It's just I wasn't expecting to see white fluffy bunny ears. I've eaten pig's ear at a restaurant, right?
Yum.
Yeah, but lovely.
And pig intestines.
I have eaten pig intestines, but that one is, even now, I was making sick. That was fucking vile. Oh, the shiver still goes through my body.
It was gross. It made me gag when you did it.
But I've eaten pig's ear, stuff like that. It's nice. I just wasn't expecting to see a fluffy bunny in the bowl.
Yeah.
But they are now eating like spleen, heart, lung.
Lung, yeah. Liver, like they're getting a real mix of
I said to you, we should, humans, this, I know this sounds bad, but humans should involve some liver in their like diet and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No, you're meant to.
No, because it's really literally, and like same with us, it's a filtering process. Everything shit goes through your liver. Your liver fixes that. There's no way I'm eating all the shit filtering components of a different animal.
It's got the most nutrient dense thing.
Yeah, I bet it has.
On planet Earth. Actually,
yeah. Yeah,
it's really good for you.
Mm.
You should listen to Liver King. You did like loads of TikToks the other night with me, didn't you?
Going back, we never finished where we started.
No, I don't know.
I was just going to say I want a sink, but only for the dog bowls because it's making a sink smell. Because it's all the blood and the raw meat. I don't like the cross-contamination risk. So I want a sink. Would you mind if I put sink on the outside of the house where dog bowls are? Hades pissed in his bowl this morning.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to bring this shit in the house.
Yeah, it's all going on today. For some reason, the dog fucking, this is our old granddad dog. Maybe he's fully senile
now. No, I think he done it so Rolo didn't lick his bowl.
Yeah, so Rolo's the little sausage dog. Hades is the big ginger dog. The big ginger dog is rescue. He's very old. He's arthritic. He's just sick. End of life care, pretty much he is. That's what he's in on. So he has his dinner outside. Rolo has his dinner outside. Hades is a bigger dog, so he has bigger dinner. Rolo finishes his, and when Hades has finished it, goes and licks Hades' bowl. Hades... Faith was stood by the door making sure they ate and she went, oh my God, Hades is pissing his bowl right now. Like, he's actually doing it.
Bro, I felt sick.
Yeah, it's actually fucking grim.
Yeah.
Like, proper grim.
No, like he fully purposefully done it as well and he pissed in his bowl. I can't sort that out.
Mm.
That makes me feel sick. There's like animal blood in there and now piss.
Ugh.
Like, I can't deal with that.
I cannot
wash that up in the sink.
Yeah, I had to empty it.
Like, I think we need a sink outside. It's so fucking annoying. Our hose is on the other side of the house, like the tap, outdoor tap. Should be on the other side. Be a lot easier for us.
Well, it would be ideal if we could use the door in the washroom. But we can't.
Yeah, it's a tumble dry there.
Yeah, I'm well aware.
But either way, we couldn't feed the dogs out there anyway. It's too much of a slim gap. But when we get the new dog, we've been told to feed him one at a time anyway. So I'll be interested to see how that goes.
Well, either way, I can't remember what we were talking about now. But should we move on? Let's just move on to life. Should we move on to what's going on in the world?
Going in.
Trending topics. Cheltenham was on last week.
Mm-hmm.
This is one for you. Faith, as a horse owner and lover, what are your feelings towards horse racing?
I've never been. I've been invited to Cheltenham.
I've never been either.
I've never been. I don't like I think the whips should be banned.
That's the... Well, they're just smashing them.
Because the horses are already running at full capacity. I don't think they need
to be hit.
But what
if, like Callie, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Callie or Pablo, they can be lazy at times where like the kicking don't work.
Yeah, but then you're not meant to kick a horse all the time. It makes they become numb to it.
So that's why I'm saying they might need that little, fuck
it. Yeah, but I'm not trying to flat out gallop my horse on an empty field. These are racehorses as well. Mine aren't racehorses.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying a horse can get lazy and not want to go full capacity. So it might only go full capacity when it's getting a little fucking sting, is what
they're,
I'm saying.
They're herd animals. They're all running. Chances are all the horses are going to be running. Even so then, limit it to two smacks a race. Because they just, bruv, they sit there and just do this.
Yeah.
Like, and I think the one jumping the hedges as well, I think that should be banged. So many fall and break their legs. But flat racing.
They get shot then, don't they?
Yeah, like flat racing, I don't mind. But I think there should be a whip count, possibly.
Yeah, it is peak when they, if they fuck up a leg, they just get done out there.
Yeah, and they're all really young horses as well. Most of them be like 3 years old.
Which is peak, by the way, because like someone
it's
might.
It's money, isn't it?
Someone, yeah, but some, yeah, I know it is, but someone might buy that horse off you, lame, and just want it. Mm. But instead, they shoot it.
The rule of thumb is if a horse has hurt its leg,
but
there's
you just
no
fuck
coming
it
back.
Off. Really? Well, your horse hurt his leg. It's back now.
Yeah, she did. She got a splint. She didn't fucking break it.
So what's the splint?
She's got a little injury in her leg. You got to splint in your leg before, haven't you?
No, Harry gets shin splints.
Shin splints?
Yeah. I don't get shin splints. Harry gets shin splints.
Okay, well, it's that. She was out in the field, overstretched, got a little splint. She just had to have 3 months.
Oh, so dramatic, horses, you know?
So dramatic.
Horses are actually so dramatic. Pablo, the other day, yeah, emptying the fucking hay on the floor. So I won't go in that bastard stable because...
He's good now, but sure.
Yeah, he's not, but...
Sure.
I emptied it over the thing. It got so dramatic. He went... he started, like, doing circles in his thing. They're so dramatic. The fucking Donald broke my toe.
You walk up to him and go, fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck off. You don't need to do that anymore. Dessert. You just point and he'll go to the back of his stable.
And also, Donald broke my toe because a fucking foam roller came off of a box.
Yeah, which you should have never have taken out.
No, but they're so dramatic.
You didn't need to foam roll in the middle of a stable yard. So I will put that down. Actually, as to being your fault. If you didn't get that, the car, you wouldn't break toe.
Horses are the most overdramatic things ever. Oh, my leg hurts 3 months out. I'm going to start taking that. Root enough.
You won't. You can't relax.
No, I can't relax at all.
You would never do that.
No. Anyway, I don't mind Cheltenham, but I'm with you. I just think
it's all a big money.
Of course it is. I see actually recently a TikTok, Harry Redknapp, one of his horses finally won.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's actually been into it for years and years. Mm. That's one thing I know. He's got like a couple. But yeah, one of his horses actually won Cheltenham, which is, I suppose, cool.
I just think if you're giving him a good home balance.
I assume.
Okay.
Sorry, no. I'm just sorry. My brain's running 100 miles an hour. He was celebrating. Is he celebrating just because it's his horse, or does he get a cut of like? Because it's just a big money thing, isn't it?
Well,
horse
he's
racing.
One. He's probably got some money, but then it is probably nice when your own horse wins as well.
But like, do they get a cut of the bet money, or like, what's going on?
I don't know. I don't bet on it.
Because
I've never bet on horse racing.
Would I celebrate just for my horse winning? No.
You probably would.
I'd celebrate if it won me some dosh. I'd celebrate.
Yeah, but again, it's your horse. You'd.
It's not so my horse. Yes. It's just a horse.
Okay, so if I did a round and I won, would you be like, yes?
Yeah, you won. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about the horse.
But I ain't giving you no money. Probably didn't get no money for it. I don't do a high enough level.
Pardon me. Oh, right. I'm breaking. Mm. I've just had a breakdown. Yeah, cool. Horses. Done with the horses? Sure. Yeah, amazing. There's a thing here that says Simon event happening soon, but it's not. We actually cancelled it.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm not going to speak about it. I'll wait until someone else speaks about it and then I'll speak about it.
Why?
Because I just can't be doing with the, can't believe you put that on your podcast, mate.
What's good?
Yeah, not that, but Simon, tell us. I just can't be bothered with, anyway, we was going to do something, but it just turned out to be a little bit naff.
Ooh.
And like, yeah, anyway,
drama.
It's not drama, it's really just
can
a case
tell me
of,
in the car
yeah it's really Yay. Just a case of pulling the plug because it was just gonna be silly. New James Bond. I've seen this. Aaron Taylor Johnson has been announced as the new James Bond, and for me, not a Bond.
I don't know who that is.
He's just not as,
what's he done?
He was the boy in Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging.
Never seen it.
And now he's Bond. Is he the right choice? Have you heard the story about his wife?
No.
She's a director who's 25 years older than him. They reportedly met on set when he was 18 and she was 42.
Yeah, that's healthy.
They were engaged a year later. Is this dodgy?
Well, fucking obviously.
Yeah, slightly.
It's not really a rhetorical question.
Right,
shall
I get a picture up of him? Mm-hmm. So here you go. Google.
Not as a child, please.
New Bond. It's him.
42 and 80.
Him.
Nuts. Hang on.
Oh. Do you think that's a Bond?
No. That's like a Ken.
Yeah.
Diet Blonde, that's Ken.
It's not a Bond, no. In my mind. He's don't get me wrong. A handsome chap. But he's not
You Bond. Need a man.
Yeah, you need...
That's not a man.
You need, like... You need he's a handsome man, but he's not a man. He's not a man that's got guns that come out the headlights of his
like
car.
Like a Liam Neeson, he's hot.
Yeah, that's a man.
That's a man.
You've also got Jason Statham, hot. Really hot. Jason Statham, Jimmy. He's hot, mate. That's man.
Idris Elba, man.
Yeah, see, I said it last pod. Get me Black Bond.
Yeah.
I want to watch Black Bond.
Well, they're not doing it. His
no, I know. They've chosen another...
White's flower,
I want a Black Bond. Jason Statham is... Listen, it's a man.
It's what you want, like a rugged, nice looking... Oh, fuck you. Man. Man.
That's bomb.
Yeah, man. Bottom left picture is probably the best. Man. He's in like...
Yeah, bottom action. Left is nah.
Yeah.
Man. I don't know about the pose on the right, but...
No.
What about someone from Breaking Bad? The one that played like... the two boys that were bald, Michael Scofield and...
What?
Not Breaking Bad. Prison Break.
Oh, yeah. I know you're talking about... I don't think he's a Bond. He's too slight.
No, what about the older brother then?
The older brother maybe, but he's more American. I just want to fucking blow something up, bro. He doesn't give me Bond. Like, this is what I'm saying. Daniel Craig was Bond, bro. Classy, but man.
Where's he gone then? Why can't he do it again?
Well, he's just done it for too long, isn't it? So? It's time for a little bit of fresh new blood into the... But yeah, there needs to be... In my lifetime, I want a Black Bond.
Yeah.
And I want it to be Idris, bro. Idris is smooth, man.
He's just putting out fucking beats for the...
Yeah, bro. Though. DJ's in Ibiza.
He's DJing. He's in Ibiza, bro. He's busy.
Yeah, he's having it off. Is he the right choice? In my mind, I would have preferred Daniel Craig to stay on.
I don't think you can
I say this like I'm some sort of fucking James Bond fan. I watch like one every now and then and then crack on with life. Mm. But yeah, this is a big one next. The Kate Middleton situation. Did you watch the TikToks that we was giving as homework?
She has a doppelganger.
No,
I didn't know what part was homework. I read the whole doc and I was like, where's homework?
Well, you didn't. But I think it literally says part one, part two, and you click and watch it.
Watch
these two videos before recording. It's not hard.
No, missed that bit.
Did you?
Is it about the doppelganger?
It's about the thing in general, well, but you should have watched it.
I'm on Kate Middleton TikTok anyway.
Oh,
it hit me because I've seen Bevy.
All right, so let's run through the timeline.
When in?
December 25th, last confirmed public sighting of Kate.
Mm-hmm.
December 28th, Spanish reporter claims a royal convoy was spotted going to the London hospital.
Mm-hmm.
January 17th, Buckingham Palace come out and say Kate is having a planned surgery and she'll be in hospital for 2 weeks. The next day, William visited her. And this was the only time it's claimed he visited her.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so one thing, it goes on here. January 24th, royal reporter comes out saying the surgery was not planned and nobody has visited Kate for a week. So she's just like lurking in there alone. January 25th, same Spanish reporter comes out and says Kate was in a medically induced coma.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. January 26th, the royal family put out a statement saying she's made great recovery and has returned home. But there were no photographs of her leaving the hospital. So this is where I have a gripe with it. I think...
She's dead.
No. I would assume if I was the fucking royal family... They have secret exits.
Guys go out the back door.
I'm fucking Ethan Bazinga from Romford and I go out of secret exits and whatever.
That's it, yeah.
I can't speak. I'm having a bad day. Like I said, I'm really pulling through on this. Yep. I feel like shit. There was people set up with cameras. They would have... I reckon there's probably secret fucking entrances and shit.
At the end of the day, who cares?
I'm also, I couldn't give a flying fuck about these lot.
Like, do we actually need the royal family at this point?
The argument is, yeah.
Why?
But they've become more of a fucking, it's a tourist attraction now, I think.
We'll just leave the palace then and then put them at the job centre.
The Spanish reporter's source was supposedly a Spanish nanny who has worked with the family for years. Now how has there been no sightings? The latest sighting, have you seen this one? Where it's just not her.
Yeah, just the doppelganger.
Yeah, that's just like, that's some sort of like robot.
Well, it's a woman. Doppelganger.
It's just odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's an odd situation.
I just don't get why they try and cover things like these days. Like, does anyone actually give a shit that much?
There was in that TikTok that was linked for the homework, someone put that, you know, the edited photo that she put up, they run it through like AI or not. Mm-hmm. And it was like 78% of it was AI.
Yeah, I was going to say her face was from a Vogue shoot she done.
Yeah.
And then they morphed it over onto that one.
You are.
I am. I told you.
You and Kate Middleton on TikTok.
Don't need to do no
you love homework. A conspiracy though, don't you?
They do just come up for me. I don't actually search for them.
But you do love a conspiracy.
Yeah, I'll watch him. That's
yeah, you love
them. Come up.
You love it. Go on. What's happened to Kate? Go on. Here we go.
Oh, well, I started seeing one last night and it was a medium.
All right.
And it was a voice box. I don't know. I commented
wait,
on
is it.
I was like, why do I need to see this shit at night time?
Because I just see one recently of a geezer. It was captioned asking Diana what's happened to Kate. Please don't tell me it's that.
I don't know. Let me
like, medium. Listen here, mediums. Mediums out there, yeah. If Princess Diana wanted to talk to anyone, it's not you on TikTok, all right? Like, 100% not.
Where's it gone?
He probably sat there going, Anna, what do you think? No, what's going on? It's not happening.
Yeah. Positive things about, you know, your son, William, and Kate. Do you know what's going on with them? Something face.
Like, what the fuck is that? What is that? Anyway, what do you think's happened to her? Let's hear it. Fizzle K conspiracy. Here we go. Boom.
Well, I just do think that William slept with another woman, didn't he? And then he knocked her up.
Oh.
And he wants to now be with that woman, probably. Even though Kate's literally the better looking version of that woman.
Mm.
Anyways, I think there's a whole affair going on.
I have my own conspiracy. I think...
Everything's a cover-up, isn't it?
I think... So apparently it was planned abdominal surgery, but my thought is, I reckon maybe, because I think it's probably ashamed.
Kate's had an affair.
No, it's shamed upon the royal family to have abortions, I think. I think they might have been pregnant again, didn't want it, and she had an abortion.
I don't think so. If you've already got three kids, what's for? Oh, I wouldn't. If I had three kids, I wouldn't get an abortion for the fourth one.
Would you not?
No.
Yeah, fair.
I don't think you can. You've got kids.
Unless yeah, but what if you don't want one more?
Yeah, but they're very rich. It's only in a circumstance if you absolutely cannot home or house another child.
Yeah, valid. Yeah.
They can.
Yeah.
They've got a palace.
They are royal.
Just what I'm saying. Just get the nanny. Get the Spanish nanny to look after it. Don't even have to do it.
I'm going to go and do a wee right now.
Brilliant.
Sorry, Brilliant. Guys.
I'm going to wet myself.
Why have you started scratching again?
I haven't.
It takes you like 10 minutes to put one mouthful with them teeth.
Got nothing to do with my teeth. I just chew it, mate.
Mate.
No one's choking my food, do I? Do you see what I look like in your glasses?
Yeah, they're not for you. You suit a bolder frame.
I don't look like Clark Kent right now.
No, well, I would hope not. You're looking like Clark Kent. I don't want to take Clark Kent home, do I? You suit a bolder frame.
Well, I couldn't find my glasses. I wanted to wear them because I've got no makeup on today.
Yeah. They've just all gone.
Bruv, they've all gone.
Bruv.
It's so annoying. I've spent so much money on my glasses frames as well. I've got Cartier ones. Saint Laurent. I don't know where any of them fucking are.
Wow.
It's actually bad.
You're really good with like keeping things in.
No, I'm trying. I'm trying. So I've come up with new systems of putting stuff away.
All right, here we go. Let's hear it. What's your system?
I just put it away and then remember where I put it, mostly. But sometimes I'll just leave stuff in pockets and then
come
I won't
up with
wear
new
it
system.
For a year.
It's just putting things where I know they are.
Yes.
Cool. Revolutionise the organised system. Really good.
Go ahead, carry on.
All right, next up. So last week we had the asking your girlfriend, girlfriend asks you questions that start an argument. This week we've got asking your girlfriends to start an argument. It's like my side.
Uh-huh.
So I get to ask you questions.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fuck you up.
Yeah, come on in.
All right, you ready?
Bring it, big boy.
All right, last week Ethan had to answer questions, so it's only right that this week Ethan gets the right of reply.
Yeah.
Boom. Equal rights. Love that. Hold that.
Yeah, except I'm not a fucking idiot. Boom.
I realised how badly I flopped
so
the,
bad.
The prettiest girl in the world one, yeah. I flopped
I'm
one.
I was so mad after that as well. I was like, well, what's this fucking type then?
Right, okay, sure. Right, are you ready for your first question? Would you rather lose your hair or me?
Well, the smart answer is obviously you, isn't it? I wouldn't like to lose my hair, but there's such great wigs out there. I can become a new person every day.
So?
I'd lose the hair.
You're losing the hair?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because you keep looking off and up to the left.
You're a rich man, you can buy me a lot of wigs.
Fair dues, you've passed the test. Number one. If I die, would you remarry?
How young?
Oi. Cheeky fuck. What do you mean? How young?
24.
That's not the answer, is it? What do you mean? How young?
What, are you going tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, I might need company when
I'm going to die today. Now what?
I don't like being home alone, though.
It's you said you hate men.
I do hate men.
No, you're going to marry a woman?
Maybe.
That's allowed. You can do that.
Oh, fine. Nice. I'll marry a woman. I just need company. I won't mind it, even if I live with a friend.
It's either that or she'll just end up with like fucking 18 horses, 16 dogs.
I do need some.
8 goats.
I'll need some form of company because I'll just, if I hear a sound, I can't deal with that. I wouldn't necessarily remarry, I don't think. I probably would end up with a woman like saying doing the whole men business again. No way.
What's wrong with us?
Oh, bro, just a lot. Like, you're emotionally incompetent.
What do you mean?
You don't help around the house. Like, women actually understand women.
You're attacking me. I
can, and someone with boobs would be amazing.
What?
Well, if I was going to be with a woman, I'd probably pick one with boobs. Oh, that's just my type. Like, you like what you like.
You've made out there that I don't know where the clitoris is.
No, I did have to tell you where it was first few times.
No, that's a lie.
No, it's not.
I cook that thing. That thing
now,
gets cooked.
Yeah, but
that thing gets fucking fried.
No, at the beginning.
That thing holds
listen,
smoke.
You know when you get like something that you have to build yourself, right? And it comes with a really long manual.
Well, no, but every
mine's
woman is
not
built
a push
different.
To start. Yeah, mine's not a push to start.
No, you're hard work. You are. You're hard graft.
Thank you. But so listen, I did have to, but you're great at it now.
That thing is getting fucking pan fried, flipped, cooked. That thing's getting fucking.
Flip that thing one more time.
That thing.
Talk to it nicely.
That thing.
You won't see that thing.
Hey,
again.
Talk to me nicely because I got the tools.
Yeah, but I tell you, you had to fucking buy the tools.
I think it's fucked
it's not
up.
A bad thing.
No, that thing gets work.
Yeah.
Yeah, well then. All right. Anyway, who's got a harder job? You staying at home with Olive or me?
Harder. Definitely me.
They've tried setting us up here. Yeah. That's what's happened.
Yeah. Harder. Definitely me.
Yeah.
But tiring. Oh. I would, when you're country hopping, you. But day to day. Bro, there's some days where you ain't got screw. You've got PAs. You've got a lovely table of food. You're with your friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your work days are hard and I appreciate that, but you don't have a toddler screaming at you and you know what she's like with me.
I fully agree that...
Mine's harder.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. I fully agree. So that one's actually fine.
I didn't want to not say that sensitively because I appreciate what you do can be hard. However, mine, bro, you see what she's like with me. Yesterday I was cutting the dinner and I was holding a full child while I was cutting an avocado.
I know.
She literally pulls my clothes down and she tries.
I would agree. I would agree because there's sometimes where like she wants nothing to do with me as well. She just gets very needy for you.
Mum. Yeah. Like cooked whole dinner yesterday. She had to sit on my lap.
Yeah.
Like.
Right. Next up, who is your best friend?
You.
You. Why did you say that so hesitantly?
The first person that came into my head was Georgia, but smart answer.
Well, you're
is
wrong
you.
Then.
No, because I said you.
Well, I don't want the smart answer. I want the actual answer.
Yeah. If I had to pick, sorry,
you just
George,
said it's Georgia.
I've got to pick Ethan, didn't I?
Yeah, but I actually am, though. I make you proper laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're besties, bro.
We are best friends.
We're besties.
But my girl best friend is Georgia, but you're my boy best friend. And what? Yep. I'm allowed two best friends. That's it, though. I've got no more friends after that. Yeah. It's going to be one lonely wedding with no bridesmaids and no maid of honours.
If you went to the shop and I give you a shopping list.
That's never going to fucking happen.
But I didn't put chocolate on the shopping list. Are you getting me chocolate? Now.
He's never been.
This is really quite funny, actually, because Faith passed through a Greggs recently, got herself a cookie and got Olive
a donut.
She got a pink donut. And
you don't like donuts.
She got herself a pink donut and then got Olive a bunny rabbit cupcake. And nothing for me.
You come home. I went, can you hold this? What is it? Oh, it's a bunny cupcake for Olive. It was about this big. Literally, it was a tiny, tiny cupcake. Well, do I not get one then? Well, are you 1 year old? Do you want a buttercream fucking bunny ice?
Absolutely.
Cupcake.
Without a doubt.
And she was not well either. So I thought this would make her feel nice.
I'm not well.
Now. You was fine then.
I'm not. My neck really hurts now too.
Don't get me one then. You probably got bad goiter.
I've got bad goiter. Yeah, basically.
You like me?
That's actually quite funny. That's it. So yeah, if you went to the shop and I gave you a shopping list,
I buy chocolate anyway. But plus, you never fucking know what's in the house or what's out of stock in the house.
I eat everything anyway.
You just open the fridge. If we ain't got anything, you won't buy food ever.
Yeah, I just eat everything.
It's solely my responsibility. So if I want to buy chocolate, I'll buy it.
And then I'll eat the chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Who is always right in the relationship?
Me. Ain't you? No way.
That's the wrong answer.
But it's not.
That's the wrong answer.
It's not. What do you think?
We can both be wrong and right in different scenarios.
Yeah, sure.
You're not always right, though, because you are sometimes not right. But you are right lots of times.
About what?
Just think.
What have I been wrong about?
Huh?
What have I been wrong about?
I don't know. I can't
remember. Exactly. Someone was fucking right.
All right. What is my toxic trait?
Obviously, I know the smart answer.
What's the smart answer?
Don't have any. I'm not an idiot to these games. You do have some, though. No?
You read the document, didn't you?
No, I'm just not a fucking idiot. These are all over TikTok. I know the smart answers.
So what is my toxic trait, then?
Probably just the way you handle your emotions.
Right. In what?
It's not good at
in
all.
In what regard?
It's toxic to yourself. It's pretty much self-harm.
In what regard? What? When did I self-harm?
Literally yesterday. In the car. Ethan, what's the matter? Fucking you!
Oh, mate, I was gonna explode yesterday.
Yeah, and can I tell the story? So essentially, we went to a stand-up to cancer event the previous night. So we stayed at my mum's house. Stayed at my mum's house, so we was there in the morning. I realised we had baby group, which is literally 4 minutes away from my mum's house. So I was like, oh, well, we'll just wait because you didn't have any work and you was fine with that. No obligations. Everything's fine. No point driving back half hour to come back half hour again. And I was like, oh, it starts at 10. Let's just go. We got there, got a parking space, and I was like, oh, the hall's not open. And I was like, I looked at my text and I was like, oh, okay, it starts at 10:30. And I was like, well, she's going to cry in the back seat because she's awake. So we can't just stay there for half an hour. So I was like, let's just drive around, get something to eat, whatever. Where though? Start driving around. Well, I'm just fucking driving around now.
I was driving around the haunted like a fucking pillock. And like, there's no places to park. So then you're going and saying, oh, we'll just go up there. By the time you park and get in anywhere, we're going to have to fucking drive back to the hall anyway. So now I've just done laps of Hornchurch.
Yeah, which is fine because you have to move in car for the baby, but I don't understand how that put you in a bad mood. She was like, this is a waste of my time. Bro acts like he sits there grinding in his fucking half hours. You take longest to a fucking shit in half an hour, mate. Don't act like time is money for you because it's not.
No, it was
You'd
more
just be
the case
sitting
of,
on your ass
again,
on
no.
your phone.
Yes, because when I do have a day where I can,
yeah,
or like morning,
acting, no,
where
no,
I can sit on my ass.
This.
I want to sit
I
on
hate
my ass.
This. No, because this is such a victim pull and you do it all the time. You have a lot of fucking spare time. I'm sorry, but you do. And you have a lot of time sitting on that fucking phone, chilling out, doing what you want. So don't
and put, I wanted to do that.
Yeah, but you can't play that I'm so busy, I get no spare time, because you fucking do. You just don't like to make time for anyone else or let anyone else in around that. And I'm sorry, I will pull your pants off about that one, because that's not correct. You have
what
time.
What is it? What are you talking about?
The part where you go, where you say, when I get some spare time, I'm just
because I do. I do want to do nothing.
Yeah, but that wasn't the only half hour we had in the week.
No, but anyway, it was the half an hour I wanted.
Yes, exactly. There we go. Then.
That was the half hour I wanted.
Just open the gates for me, please.
I have.
But yeah, no. So because we had to drive around and then come back, Ethan, I was like, but what's the matter? Like, what's actually happened? No one's died.
It's changed the fucking
like,
car park spots
your
four
mood
times.
Switched instantly.
And then the car park spot we did have went, and then I had to park my car on the main road. I don't want to park my car on the fucking main road. And it was just all
there
too
was
much.
Actually parking spaces on this main road, by the way. It was on a tight main road.
But still, it's Hornchurch. I don't want people smashing out my car.
Well, they wouldn't. It was a very wide road. It's not a country road.
Anyway, fuck that.
Yeah, no, I just think
I was impatient yesterday. That's what happened.
Yeah, but it's the fact you turn around. What's the matter?
You.
Like, he said it from the depths of his core. The fuck have I done?
You. Excuse me.
No, you just look to blame, but your emotions, you really, really need help balancing. Because it will do you a lot of good if you can just breathe in and breathe out and go, that's not a big deal. okay, we'll go and find a sandwich shop. That's not a big fucking deal. You've not lost a limb. You've not crashed a Lamborghini, have you? You've had to get in it and drive it again.
Big deal, man. Ruined my morning, big time.
You need to inhale and exhale.
That was like a day.
I would say you're a toxic trait because I said to you as well in the car.
Spoiler.
I said you need to learn how to not do that because I don't want you teaching that down.
Yeah, no, then that's
one minor thing that goes wrong does not determine that big of a bad mood.
It ruined my day.
This one said that's what you don't teach. You get over it.
It ruined my day.
You go, you just go, it's not a big deal. I'm done. That's it.
Sure. Yeah, all right, next up, what is your apology language? Good thing to discuss is a lot of couples don't last due to different apology languages. Since when has this ever been? I've never heard about apology language.
It's got to be love language.
No, it's not. Decide which the below you are. All right, okay. So apparently there are 5 different types of apology language. Expressing regret. The simple act of saying, I'm sorry, while it sounds obvious, many people allow pride or guilt to get in the way of this kind of apology. You don't say sorry.
Yeah, not because of pride or guilt, though. Sometimes I'm
just say,
like, point blank, I'm going to be front. People aren't going to like this. I'm possibly not sorry. I think I've seen a bigger picture, but I say I'll apologise because I understand an apology is needed. Therefore, I apologise. I think apologies and being sorry are 2 very different things. If your dog's died, I'm so sorry that's happened to you. If I'm actually wrong, I've hurt you, I'm so sorry. However, we've had a bit of a bicker. I don't actually think you're right. I apologise. This has happened. Let's move on. I'm regretful about the situation. I'm just not sorry. It's true. I'm sorry.
2, accepting responsibility occurs when someone earnestly admits that they were wrong to do what they did, along with acknowledging your fault in the situation.
Oh, no, I can't do that. I said that was me. Sorry.
Right. 3, making restitution, finding a way to correct the situation. This is a common apology scenario. If something is lost, broken, or damaged, and the apologizer offers to replace the item or pay for the inconvenience, it can also occur in more serious situations if a person is deeply betrayed and the person who did it makes it up to them. Yeah.
Well, if I broke something because someone else is so sorry, I'll replace it.
Of course, yeah. That's just common courtesy, I feel like. That's not like...
Oh, no. If something happened emotionally, I'm very... very scarred by them sort of things. Because I don't know, I find it hard to move on from them points personally because I feel like if someone's thrown a dagger, you scar. It don't just heal perfectly enough.
I don't know what you're saying. It's got way too deep.
It's not.
I don't know. This was just talking about
replacements. But I was going to get to the end, wasn't I?
Right.
You can't just bring up a segment and then say, don't fucking talk about it. We're on a podcast. What the fuck do you want me to do? It's like the bed show, is it?
Go on then. Come on.
Well, I don't fucking know anymore. I'd possibly just say emotionally I probably wouldn't make it up to them.
Sure.
Next fucking one then. You all answer right. This time.
Genuinely repenting. Genuinely changing your behaviour. With this apology language, saying sorry is not enough. Engage in problem solving. Don't make excuses. Make a better specific plan for change.
What are you looking at me for? Go on.
She's got the right dump. What even just
happened?
Because
she asked me to answer. We're on a podcast, talk about it.
It wasn't a question.
It was, though. That's what I heard. I'm not reading it. There's only so much I can retain from one fucking long bit of sentence.
But I didn't ask a question.
Okay, sure then. I don't know why you're looking at me then. That's not a question.
Requesting forgiveness allows the other person time to process their hurt before assuming everything is back to normal. Saying, I'm so sorry for letting you down. Can you find it in your heart to forgive me? Places the power back into the hands of the hurt party. Whilst most people... won't refuse an apology altogether. If it does leave room for them to make exceptions, including the need for repentance or restitution. It's all a bit too deep.
Yeah.
I think I like a little just I'm sorry. I'll whack out and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I do think I have, I've got better at the genuinely repenting where I actually do try and make a specific plan to be better.
Mm-hmm.
Hence episode 29.
Yeah.
So in some times I do that.
Mm-hmm.
But most times it is just that I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm quite good at doing it instantly now as well. Before I used to let it fucking like simmer for ages, but now I think...
But we've said this before and we've done loads of like TikTok audios to it. The person who starts the most arguments over silly things.
Oh, it's me.
It's Ethan. So it mostly is you saying sorry, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think I cause petty arguments. There's definitely things I say that you don't like, but then I think you're in a bad mood. Sometimes you can be sensitive.
You say lots of things, and sometimes you do fuck me off, but I can't bother getting into it with you because you'll just fuck me off even more. So I just firm it.
Thanks.
So there's been multiple times where I think I really want to say something to her, but I can't bother for the whole thing. So I just firm it and then crack on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't say, no, that's what my brain does. It
yeah,
tells
that's
me.
Yeah, that's fun, but I know when that happens. I know it's when I ask you to do something, you don't want to do it.
No, that's
And then I say, can you fucking do it?
No, but that I'm just saying, that this
I don't,
is just petty.
Yeah, but I don't think I've give you any other scenarios other than
no,
helping
you do.
Out.
Sometimes you fuck me off and it's not...
Yeah, but fucking off is a different to actual starting arguments. Don't start arguments with you unnecessarily.
No, but if you do that, I wouldn't be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who just goes around starting fucking arguments?
No, but this is some girls.
For no reason.
Some girls, but this is what I say. It would be like an act of service that I need doing, mostly. Fuck off.
Yeah.
These gates, man.
I've opened it, Wendy, though.
So. Yeah, my phone's still ringing.
Right, well.
I think you give hugs now, which is good. Because mostly...
my little me out
brick
this,
wall of a
you've
man.
You've done it again somehow. You've made me out to be like this useless cold-hearted...
No. It's not useless and cold-hearted. It's emotionally unavailable.
No, but I am.
Now.
What?
Do you agree or not?
What?
You're emotionally available now.
Sort of,
Do
yeah.
You think you was?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Your life depended on it?
Yeah.
Well, then.
Just slightly.
Well, then. Well, it's good to talk about these things, isn't it? Otherwise, you don't grow from it. People just think I'm being a bitch and rude.
Me.
But it's not. It's not. Because do you think your mental health... Not this week, but do you think your mental health has generally got better by my helping you try and understand and call some situations in the way that you react to them?
You are very good at facing issues very front on, and but you're very abrupt in your just putting things out there.
Because there are sometimes I'll just be like, go for it.
Sometimes I need an arm around the shoulder. I don't need this beast.
No, but I think it's just a family that I've been brought up in. It's like, come on,
yeah,
go for it now. But it's not harshly saying it. It's more, I don't want to give you so much sympathy and help you trickle down into it. I want to be like, come on, let's just fucking get over this. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
It's not like it doesn't matter, but I just don't want to deal with you too sensitively because you're sensitive already.
Thanks.
You're okay, though.
I suppose so, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Right. If you want to consume clips from the podcast in a shorter format, then make sure to head over to Growing Pains Clips.
Yep.
Where you can get all that sort of shindiggery in.
And if you want to see our clips taken out of context with some sad music on them, just TikTok. Look for TikTok.
We saw, didn't we, recently?
Because that end part is going to be like, she's a manipulator. No, I'm trying to help.
Bro's cooking me.
Mm.
Like and subscribe. I'm really
Rose
not.
Rose's not good at his job.
No,
right now.
I'm ill.
Okay, do you want me to do it?
My metrics are out. I'm four or five metrics out. Okay. Go on, let's hear you do it.
Okay. Make sure you are following our clips channel, Growing Pains. Make sure you check out our Instagram as we are uploading reels on a Thursday as the episode comes out. So if you want to see what we get up to in the week in picture format, go and look there. Like and subscribe to our YouTube, and then audio listeners, rate us 5 stars.
Boom. Yeah, we're uploading carousels, not reels.
Same fucking thing. If
no.
you was to pause it 10 times.
Right, anyway, yeah, have a good week, everyone. See you later.
Yeah, P.S. Do love him. Bye.
Thanks.